Would you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Marcelo Garcia, 257771.
Thank you, Mr. Garcia. You appear in front of the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing this afternoon. We note that you have two allegations on your warrant this afternoon, and the board is going to take a look at them and see what the next step should be. I also take note that on your you have a notification of this hearing. Do you remember that notification, which was on December the 3rd of this year? Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. I don't see one in the room. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes.
And although you cannot see us because we're doing this by telephone, there are four board members participating in your hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. Rudy Caranis, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead. We also have in the room with us this afternoon the Honorable Westby. The Honorable Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Sir, I need to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you, Mr. Garcia and Mr. Westby, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you swear firm?
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Garcia, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision, number two. Is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of to report to the Reston Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, number 1 in Phoenix, Arizona, on September 4, 2018, as directed per violation letter dated August 29, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was unstrung from supervision. And you were avoiding supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 4. As demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about August the 5th, 2018, August the 19th, 2018, and August 26th, 2018, as cited in email dated August 27, 2018, from Correctional Health Care Company, CHC. Sir, is that false, true, or false, sir?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. And we do this paperwork based upon the admission of Mr. Garcia. I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or companies.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Caranis and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we're going to prepare to go into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two by receiving some information on you coming from the Department of Corrections. So we're going to ask that you remain quiet, and at this time, the Honorable Mr. Westby is going to present us with some information. So, Mr. Westby, would you be kind enough to provide us with some information, sir?
All right.
On June 4th, 2018, Mr. Garcia was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 4th, 2018 by Phoenix PD on a new misdemeanor charge of shoplifting. He was back in DOC custody on November 13th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of March 4th, 2019, 62 abscond days. Current conviction? 2016, aggravated assault, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2009, narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. 2010, narcotic drug violation, 5 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2014, TIS release, absconded 279 days, arrested on current offense, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. After his return to DOC, he received disciplinary on November 28, 2018 for disobeying verbal written orders when he refused to house. This only one arrest he has on record, however, that charge was not processed. His community risk score is a G5B5. And I do have a status of charges from Senior Parole Officer Underwood, dated December 12, 2018, that states that the misdemeanor charges of shoplifting are still pending.
Okay, thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Garcia, we're back to you. We want to talk to you for just a few moments, and then we'll give you an opportunity to tell the board whatever you would like to tell the board this afternoon.
All right.
Based upon information that we see in your case supervision summary, when you were released, you were approved for placement at 4831 West Osborne Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. And then you were no longer there. Somehow you left there, and we don't know what happened to you. But why did you leave that address, sir? You were there, and was things going good for you, or something just went wrong, sir?
Everything was going great. I'm not gonna deny that. I had a job and my family was supporting. But it started with the family issues. No, I took it upon myself. I took it upon myself looking for a family member that went missing when I should have just... There was no communication between me and my parole officer.
Why not, sir? You know, the parole officers are there to help you when you're in need, but why you didn't have communication, sir?
I was afraid. I'm not gonna lie. I was scared that they were not gonna let me do the things that I thought it was necessary in order to find the person that I was looking for, which was my sister at Oakland. And I know I didn't communicate myself, knowing that she was there for me. She told me to anytime I had a problem, even with the family, I could call her and she'll help me somewhere or another. It happened soon.
Well, while you were out, were you able to find your sister, sir?
Yes.
Well, we're glad to hear that. And do you and your sisters have communications now? Y'all on good terms?
Well, we're in good terms. It just happened that she was in the streets at the time.
Oh, okay.
But everything from before I got arrested and came back to DOC, everything seemed to get, it was getting back in line with her and her family too, you know what I mean? Because she got kids of her own.
Okay. Is everything okay with the other members of your family, sir?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, we're glad to hear that. So something good did come out of it. You indicated that while you were out, you were working. So what kind of work were you doing? Where were you employed, sir?
I was working on vehicle construction. I was doing frameworking.
Oh, okay. So you have the skills, though, especially with construction these days. That's a good skill. There's always some employment out there in that area. So whenever you get out, make sure that you continue, and we wish you the best there. We do take note, sir, that did you drop any UAs while you were out, sir?
Yes, I did, and they were clean.
They were clean. Okay, well, that's a good sign as well. And did you use any drugs at all? I know you dropped the UAs, they were clean, but did you use any drugs at all while you were out, sir?
No, I stayed clean.
Okay, well, that is great. Now, what about these classes? You were saying that did you miss some of these classes? What happened there? You were discharged from the program because you missed too many classes. What happened there, sir?
Well, the time that I scounded, I was afraid of reporting back to those classes, thinking that I was gonna be arrested at the place and brought back to custody. I was afraid. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I was afraid because I didn't know when I should have just, like I said, should have kept communication with my parole officer, and I would have got the help that I needed.
Okay, sir. Let me just ask a couple more questions. I know 62 days that you were scummed. Where were you? Were you on the streets or were you living with some friends? Where were you during that period of time, sir?
At the time, I was staying on the streets.
Okay.
I was homeless.
Okay. And what were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was on 35th Avenue, Camelback, out of Walgreens.
Okay. And Well, what happened? The police just happened to show up, or you were...
Yeah, well, times got hard. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to deny it. And I tried to get something to eat.
Oh.
Something insignificant, but I guess it was a lot. I know what I did was wrong. I should have thought about it better, but I wasn't thinking.
Okay, no, you were not thinking because... yeah, because you're back incarcerated as a result of it. So, I'm just going to ask this, and you don't have to answer it. You indicated that you were working while you were out those 6 to 2 days. So what were you doing with your money in as much as you had to shoplift to get something to eat, sir?
Because I was trying to save it to get a place of my own.
Oh, okay. Were you successful in finding a place before you were arrested, sir?
Yes, actually I did.
Okay.
I was supposed to meet the manager to get it was a trailer. It was something not big, not fancy, but it was at least a roof over my head.
Oh yes, and you don't have to have something fancy. And I think you have a roof over your head that you can call a home. That is very, very important. And so we hope that it will still be there once you are out, sir. At this time, sir, I'm going to pause for a few moments and see if there are other questions coming from distinguished board members that we have assembled here today. Board members, any questions for Mr. Garcia? I don't see any questions coming from board members. Therefore, we're going to move on at this time, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Yeah, well, I know there's not enough of a good excuse to make for myself for what I did. And me being here is the consequences of my actions. I know I did wrong, and I don't know, whatever you guys think, I'm not gonna be hostile with it. I'm gonna accept the decision upon you guys, because like I said, it was my mistake, and I said that to the fullest. But I just hope there's any chance, you know what I mean, to get a second chance, basically, because I know I've been given other chances, apparently, as you guys can see how they read my profile. But it was time to reflect, and I hope I did that in a way. And there it goes to show that I can prove myself with the skill, a job, and that I can stay sober. I just happened to make the wrong decisions at the wrong time without thinking. That would be it.
Thank you so very much for that wonderful closing statement, sir. So at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, Mr. Garcia, while the board is in discussion. But we want you to stay on the phone to hear everything that the board will be saying, board members will be saying, because in Arizona we operate under the open meeting law, and you have the right to hear everything that's said, and we don't do anything in secret. We don't go behind closed doors. We don't discuss these cases in private. We do everything publicly. So stay on the phone at this time. The board is now in discussion. I find Mr. Garcia has been a very interesting young man. I feel that he has a future before him. He's beginning to find himself. And of course, when he was out, as he indicated, one of his goals was to locate his sister who was out on the streets, and he was successful in doing that. And that was an achievement in itself. In addition to that, he also was employed in the construction industry, which was another plus that he was able to end. Just as he was getting ready to get things moving, he was arrested, but he said that he had found a trailer that he was going to live in. So he was making some progress. However, those are very positive things. There are a few negatives that I must point out. One is that he is suspended for 62 days, which we just cannot condone the fact that he did abscond. I also take note that in the past he has absconded, and I believe it was 2014, he was revoked. It was 279 days. This time he reduced it down to 63 days. I also take note as another negative that since he was been incarcerated back on November the 28th, he had a discipline for disobeying an order there at the institution. I think it would be in his best interest, since he's scheduled to be out in March at any rate, for him to complete, for him to put together a program, so that when he gets out, he can be successful, and then he can live that successful life, and that hopefully he will get some programming, so that he can move forward in the future. But that's just my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Thank you. I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be to revoke Mr. Garcia's 25771's community supervision, and as much as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and as I've stated before, he did abstain for 62 days, and he, in addition to that, while he was out, he did, in addition to abstaining, he also had this, once he returned, he had a problem of a disobeying, which was a discipline ticket that he had to deal with. And of course, unfortunately, he was shoplifting. We don't know what's going to happen there because that is still pending. Therefore, that will be determined later, more than likely when he's out. But therefore, my motion is to revoke community supervision at this time.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, I know this is not what you wanted to hear, but the board has voted unanimously to revoke your supervision. However, you are scheduled to be out on March the 4th, 2019. However, you do have this pending situation with the shoplifting, and we hope that will work out in your favor. Good luck. Put together a plan so when you get out this time, you will not put on arms again, and we will not see you as part of the Department of Corrections. Thank you so much. And this will end your hearing, and please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
All right. There you go.